Whoa.
What?
Is it on?
I sense some little modulation already.
Hey-oh.
Hey, young, enough.
Hey-oh.
What's poppin', everybody? It's the Friday podcast. Charlie Duff's here from the Fox Network. Jay's here from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike podcast. And things are happening. Boy, we just watched about 20 minutes of news. He turned that down just a hair. Thank you. We just watched about 20 minutes of news, and I think we got about 2 hours of show out of it, if we wanted to.
No, we're only doing 75 minutes. Remember, you promised?
75. I'll do 75 minutes.
We're gonna see how that works, right?
That's right. If you're out of steam after 75 minutes, that's fine.
Oh, come on.
What?
Pull up your...
I have to adjust. Every time you come in here, there's about 60% of the normal stories that are absolutely obsolete. Because you're not interested in them.
I didn't say that. Just that stack of papers. We got to watch you like shuffle that stack of papers for 45 minutes. We're going to get started at 6:54.
And what happened at 6?
I arrived.
You came in.
On the nose, ready to go.
The Chief Hackle story was on. He was reenacting a guy he got for drunk driving when he was taking his kids to get a Slurpee, I think. And we were in awe of the reenactment, how effective it was. So we had to watch it on every news channel, 2, 4, and 7, all reenacted. They all reenacted, didn't they?
Wait, is that clear to people what this guy did?
Well, it's a fairly fresh story. He was just driving his kids to get a Slurpee, and he saw a guy.
Macomb County executive, right?
Yeah, Mark Hackle.
Formerly the sheriff. Never take your sheriff's hat off, obviously.
Apparently, he put it on very easily, very comfortably. He hasn't had it on in 6 years, but apparently it was in the glove compartment. He quickly threw it on there. Saw a guy going over the center line, and I think, didn't he clip the car?
Clipped the van, yeah.
Yeah. And so there he goes. Off he went. Now, do you think he still has the bubble to, you know, the lights and stuff in his vehicle?
Well, that's not what I saw during the reenactment.
No, you're right. There was no bubble during the reenactment.
So I'm assuming not. But, you know, basically what happened is he followed the man, called dispatch. Dispatch knew, obviously, who he was. Followed the man home, proceeded to get out of his car and approach the man. The man knew him as well.
The man asked for mercy also.
He did because, you know.
Chief Hackle pointed out.
Chief, sheriff.
Sheriff.
County executive.
Officer, whatever.
Come over to
he
your
He had a different hat on. I don't know what to call him.
Yeah, and then he's reenacting it for Fox, too. Like he's in the car driving around, looking in the rear view. And then he's reenacting it on Channel 7.
Yeah.
Looking in the rear view. And then he's on Channel 4, and he met them all out by the dumpster, like by the McDonald's out somewhere.
But wait, were the kids in the car? Because that's not a very accurate reenactment if the kids aren't in the car bitching about their Slurpees.
No, remember he was getting his niece and nephew. He was out getting them a Slurpee.
Oh, that's right.
And then, the rescue. Guy's running for governor.
He serves everybody.
Who came up with that idea? Hey, listen, he tells his, you know, secretary, I want you to get a hold of all the media outlets, and I want you to stack them. One at 11, one at 1, and one at 3, so we have plenty of time.
To reenact this thing.
Yes.
He also, I thought there were some interesting disclosures in the story, too. And you know, God bless him. He got a drunk driver off the road. That's great. He referenced the fact that he predicted he would be over 0.20 and that he was correct because the guy was 0.25. He was kind of proud of that. And he also pointed out that even though he's an executive now, he still drives his own car. So he's sort of still in that driving a car world or chasing down potential drunk driver world.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I mean, it was a little commercial-like at times.
And, you know, come to think of it, isn't the sheriff's main duty to be the jailer?
You know, it's funny. When they make a big deal out of the sheriff, you know, people running for sheriff, I always think of, like, Andy Griffith, which is ridiculous. But, I mean, that's what I used to think of. It's a very powerful job.
Yeah, but normally,
what is it?
The sheriff's main job is to run the county jail.
Right.
That's what he does. You do have some troops, you know, for like vice or, you know, patrolling unincorporated townships and stuff, but you're a jailer. You're not sleuthing people home.
No, I know. But it's a big-ass job. It's a high-paying job. It's a powerful job.
I think the guy's running for governor, and if you can't do media like that, it looks silly.
Oh, I
Mark, it looks silly. I'm sorry. Pretty good executive, but it looked, Drew.
To do it on all three stations was certainly it was a bit of an overkill. I mean, there were some huge stories today, and the fact that that one was the lead story for one particular media outlet here, WXYZ, chose to leave at the 6 o'clock. Ahead of the weather? Probably not the weather. They probably had the weather in before that. But, you know, that funeral, the Dearborn Heights funeral, oh, my Lord. Kimberly Craig was openly bawling when they went back to her after they ran the package. I mean, tears streaming down her face. And, you know, if any story is going to make a reporter lose it, that's the story, I suppose. Now, speaking of funerals.
You got a light?
Yeah, there's a light around here somewhere.
Yeah, I got one. Jay, did you clean up down here?
Just a bit.
Here really we go. Nice. Here we go.
Well, what's the matter? It's really nice. Take a compliment. Jesus.
Oh, well, Jay. Well, who, Jay?
Well, somebody cleaned it. Was it
you, I got my pile of shit out of here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't do all of it, Charlie.
That's good. You two, it's working out.
We're a team. We've been working together for a while now.
Finally getting finally getting our shit together.
There's no third person.
Is that you who put all the laundry on Drew's bed?
Yeah, nicely folded.
Is that you?
No.
Okay. I'm noticing Drew sleeps on the couch, and sometimes his laundry sleeps on the bed.
It's sleeping on the bed now, until it's worn.
It's fucking bed. It's his dresser.
Hey, I've got my furniture is very utility man like.
No, it's a clean, nice house. It is. You don't live like a pig.
Not completely.
Except for those pizza boxes in the fridge for... How long those been in there?
Yesterday.
Oh, is that... Jay, you just bringing pizza over every day?
Every other day. I don't know. Huh. Once in a while.
All right, well, the chicken's been in there since the last time I was here.
You were here Wednesday, though.
So that's all right. When did the chicken get here?
I don't know. The chicken... I should just give it to the dogs, actually.
Do you give...
I think there's only one piece in there.
Do you give dogs chicken bones?
No, not bones. No.
See, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to, but I'm always told, no, they'll choke on it or...
But, you know, what do, like, wolves and foxes do with the wild?
No, I know. I know.
And then somebody said, well, that, you know, when you cook the bones, they become brittle. It's not like they are in nature. And I'm like, I don't know if I believe that.
Well, you know, a nice T-bone bone, you know, on a steak or something like that, mm-hmm. You'd think those dogs would love that thing. They would go bonkers.
They don't?
Well, I'm always afraid to give them a bone.
Well, that's like a T-bone. That's not going to splinter.
I know. I wouldn't think so. There's some people are really big in unenforcement of that for some reason. Some people close to these dogs. I won't mention names. Anyway.
I got a picture of when I pulled up. Mags was taking a big dump on the lawn.
He was. Oh, did you take a...
In the front.
Took a picture?
Well, you were like staring at him. I thought it'd be good to post.
I was proud of him.
And you didn't pick it up.
You thought it'd be post? Why do you want to post that? God. Man, I got to tell you, the house's Twitter may go apeshit. It gets humiliated by a picture of the dog taking a dump in front of it.
Whoever did that is creative, man, who's ever opened up a Twitter account for the house.
The house did it. The house is very embarrassed.
The house has a heart.
It does. You know, the house is a little bit of an asshole, though. I don't know if you noticed it from the tweets.
Yeah.
The house can be a real dick.
Yeah. Put some inaccurate information out there, but that's okay. It's social media. Don't believe all of it. Having said that, the house gave me a break today on Twitter, realizing that Captain Kenny Style, his widow, you know, the family put up a, you know, can, you know, not a GoFundMe, but have a heart, you know, if you could help us out. Turns out that the city did not pay for his funeral. He died in the line of duty for the city, and the bill goes to his wife.
You know, I just want to so badly tell you that you're wrong, that there's no way that's real, because it's preposterous. I mean, that is the lamest government decision or program or whatever you want to call it, benefits, lack of benefit, I've ever heard of. A cop killed in the line of duty, it seems to me, the absolute bare minimum would be you pay for the funeral. That's the first thing you do.
Well, you know, look, man.
Do you think any other city doesn't pay for a cop's funeral?
I never heard of such a thing. I'd be surprised to know that. Maybe it's true. But you have a bachelor's degree. You read a lot. You have been around the planet. You can't think of a better word for this than lame. It's, again, outrageous. We can't treat cops better in a time like this. Most dangerous city, the most injured police force, the busiest police force, right? And the most underpaid, the least paid police force. And this is what we're getting out of our city leaders.
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of an officer killed in the line of duty and then people raising money to pay for the funeral. I mean, you see it all the time in some of these horrible cases, like the four kids in Dearborn Heights. They're trying to pay for that funeral. There's a couple others that are doing that also at the same time. I mean, there's really almost a battle for charitable dollars in this
always.
Case.
Always.
Yep. Yeah, always. And to think that an officer's widow would be fighting for those same dollars, not fighting for them, but just, it's just, that's unconscionable.
So
now I'm sure she'll get the money. I'm sure the money will be raised as it should be. But should the, what do our tax dollars cover? How many times have we asked this question? What do they cover?
Look, I know the Twitter handle of the house. What's that?
Red Shovel Studios.
Yeah, Shovel Studios. And the Twitter tag is Mayor Mike Duggan. Hit him up. Because everybody in the state of Michigan is helping pay for Detroit. Hit him up and tell him that's where you want your tax dollars to go. Take care of this guy's family, for fuck's sake.
And any other cop that goes through something like this or
Thank
any
you.
Other family.
Well, let's, you know, you hope like never, but yeah, it'll come again.
But this is a week after finding out, thanks to your story, that this cop also had no medical for his family after he died. Are you kidding? And now we're supposed to say, oh, yay, they have 5 years. And as a result of all the discussion last week, which is great that it did that. But 5 years is going to be up pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, and don't forget those that died in the line of duty before Detroit declared bankruptcy, their families got thrown off. They don't have it either. And we haven't even corrected that.
Nothing really been said about it. I never heard about it until Stiles died.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the ugly side of bankruptcy, isn't it?
Oh, my God. This is, it gets no uglier.
So it's nice that we're getting a rail put in down there, Choo Choo Train, and we got restaurants. But I don't smell the equity. And today is the last day of the fiscal year for the state of Michigan, right? End of the month, September. The new year, fiscal year, starts Monday.
Why does the fiscal year start October 1st?
Somebody once explained it, and I can't remember why.
I mean, that's fourth quarter. But I thought usually when it was not, if it's not the first of the year, it was July 1st or the middle of the year.
Who's that?
Is that Mark?
Mark! Oh, hey! Mark. Yeah! Hey, oh, now!
Mark!
Mark!
How are you?
How are you, man?
All right.
You'll love your mic here.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. So anyway, turns out in total, Michigan businesses all combined for this whole year will pay nothing in taxes. Meaning whatever you paid the state in your income tax will be more combined than General Motors and Chrysler and Ford and Quicken Loans and Little Caesars and Amway and everything put together.
And now, I don't really blame the businesses for that. It's akin to Trump not paying any taxes. Well, it's very akin to Trump not paying any taxes.
He says, I'm smart.
Well, who pays taxes they don't have to pay?
Right. You know what he said?
Apparently, some people do.
He says, yeah, I buy all the politicians. I paid Hillary. Come, I snapped my fingers. Come on my wedding.
Yeah, and she went.
So who do they represent? A cop can't even get buried?
I know. That's...
That's fucked.
It's just really... And again, I'm sure that the money will be raised, but...
Mark, let's switch seats.
Why should they have to raise money? Why in the world should they have to raise
money? I
like
that seat better.
Seriously?
Yeah, this seat feels like you.
That's because my weight is...
I didn't want to say it.
Hey, by the way, while you're switching seats, some tool started a GoFundMe for Kenneth Stiles. And it's a fake one. It was just, he was trying to rip off.
Exactly.
He was trying to capitalize on, you know, the warm feelings towards his family.
Is this Sanjay?
Yep.
Desire to help.
Okay. Seat's all warm.
Doesn't it feel good, Mark?
No, not really. There you go.
You don't get off there. Charlie's warmth?
Not his literal warmth. Maybe his figurative warmth.
Hey, so I have two Michigan guys right in front of me.
Can't hear nothing in this, so it's on, though?
It's supposed to be.
Should be the volume control on the left.
Well, can you all hear me?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, loud and clear.
It's not on.
I don't really need the headphones. You're sitting, like, right next to me.
That's true.
But you want to hear how cool you sound. Coming.
It's all my fault for
Cheers,
being late.
Man. Appreciate it.
Or okay. Whatever you want to call it.
You're good. No, it's funny. I don't know why I just assumed you were coming today, and I realized, wait a second, we haven't done a Friday show in 3 weeks, so there. I didn't text Mark till about 4:15.
I know. I was at Home Depot pretending I know how to do any kind of home improvement.
I know what you were doing. You were there greeting people, trying to show management how good you were. Really wanting that $12.50 an hour job.
I'll take anything now.
Oof. What were you at Home Depot for? What were you looking for? Honestly.
You really care? Well, actually, you know, part of it's kind of an interesting story, I think. But I needed new twine for my weed eater. That was the big exciting thing.
Wow.
But so this morning I'm out in the yard and my neighbor's dog's just hanging out in my front yard. This is the dog I so affectionately call my dog because I take care of it more than my neighbor does. And I love my neighbor. She's great, but she's never home. So I end up taking care of it. But the dog's just chilling in the front yard and it's not supposed to. It's had animal control called on it before.
Run into the law.
So I'm yelling
at
it.
It's loose. It's not contained at all.
No, it's totally loose. I'm like, Breslin! It's named Breslin, of Breslin. Course. State fan. Like,
how can you take care of a dog named Breslin?
Well,
isn't that hard for you?
I'm still a master. It's still an element of control.
So it's little brother dog.
So I sent the dog back home. Next thing I know, I hear this dog whining, like, on the other side of my house, and I go and look, and that motherfucking dog had jumped the fence in the backyard and ran to the other side of my house. Breslin did.
So Breslin is put outside for the day.
She has a flap. She can go in and out.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jens is...
I like it.
Yeah, no,
what a lifestyle.
It's nice, except I call the dog kind of a dumb blonde because it's just, it doesn't know better most of the time, and it's I think the batteries on its wireless fence are down. So anyway, I know where it jumps.
Oh, yeah, it's batteries are out. It's a good point.
Yeah, so I know where it jumps over the fence, hence I went to Home Depot to buy some stuff to kind of
break it. So jumps over the invisible fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the literal fence, the four, like it's 4 feet tall, it turns into 6 feet tall. Right there, it jumps over.
So Breslin's a motherfucker.
It's a boxer. It's a badass dog.
I love it. It's just doing what it does, man.
A big old dog.
Being a dog. It's never been trained. Not totally.
And it's friendly, and the neighborhood knows it?
Oh, she's very friendly. The neighborhood does not know it, though. People are scared of the dog because it looks mean. It's a boxer. It's a muscular boxer.
Mags and Layla knew when that electric fence battery was dead, they knew within seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know how they apparently tested it all the time. And, you know, when they heard that beep, beep, they just back right off. But when they hear that beep, beep, they were off.
It's funny because I have a feeling the batteries have been out for a while because I've been finding random shit in my backyard.
Yeah,
and I was like, what animal is getting in my backyard? Now I know. It's the next door. It's the dog next door.
Breslin.
You know, sometimes dogs will just jump them anyway. They get so exercised.
Yeah, she does. She has.
She jumps it. My dog did that because there was another dog in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to get my dog, and I go to pet the other dog, and dog looks at me and jumps up and just grabs onto my chest.
What?
Yeah, man. Punctured my chest.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mark, you didn't have any water in your basement?
Not yet.
Any neighbors have water?
Not yet.
No, really?
That Berkeley Hero's been hard at work clearing the grates in the corner.
Oh,
whoever that Berkeley Hero is.
I see.
Still should get a medal.
Wow.
No, nothing in Berkeley, knock on wood so far.
Hmm. Did you drive by anywhere where you saw stuff out in the front? Like on the news they were showing Detroit mostly.
Clean up? No,
full blocks.
Besides your deck, you mean?
Just ignore that.
He's so exhausted by it.
Boy.
No, I've not seen anybody clean anything out yet.
Okay. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought because it rained a lot. And we had one of our renters had about, if it had just gone if somebody hadn't seen it quickly, it would have been probably a half an inch high or an inch high or something. But we caught it early.
Storm? Storm yeah, sewage?
Yeah. No, no, not sewage. Just rainwater.
Strange little fact just coming by on NFL Network. Was it Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 6 picks last week?
Yeah.
Said
yeah,
for the Jets. Last guy to do that for the Jets was Joe Namath.
Yeah.
3 times.
Yeah, he threw a lot of picks.
A lot of picks. You know,
he had more picks than... 6 picks 3 times?
He had, I bet he had 5 picks 5 times at least.
Because I've asked Drew about this. I don't understand the appeal of Joe Namath because the stats weren't that good. And granted, you didn't throw as much then. But you said it's more about style over substance.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was style. And the Super Bowl, of course. I
yeah,
mean, that was
guaranteed.
Such a big win. And you know what? If you watch highlights of him, he had an incredible release. In the best release I've ever seen.
To the other team.
Yeah.
Well, no, not always. He threw, you know, back then, the stats, offensive stats were nothing
I
like
know.
They were now. When he threw for 4,000 yards in 67, that was, people went, oh my God, no one will ever do it again. It was
but
such a big deal.
The touchdown to interception ratio for him is like yeah. you're just saying, is pretty awful.
It's more interceptions than touchdowns.
But, you know, I wonder what it is for all those guys. Because remember, you could put your hands on a receiver. You could hit him mid-route.
Yeah.
So,
you could hold.
Yep.
Well, the Jets had great receivers, too. Don Maynard and George Sauer were both. Maynard was the reception leader for a long time.
On that team?
Yeah, they were. John Riggins was drafted by the Jets. Riggo was
all
in,
white.
Riggo was in Joe Willie's backfield for a couple of years. But they had Emerson Boozer and Matt Snell.
Matt Snell, that's right.
They had some badasses on that team of all colors. You know, I wanted to ask you guys, because you're Michigan guys. U of M guys, what is this? And Charlie, you probably know about this. But I know Mark knows about it. He, she, or Z, UM students can take pick. University of Michigan students are now able to choose the personal pronoun they want faculty and staff to use when talking with them. I didn't know this was so complicated that they had to actually make a choice before the...
For the pronoun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the honorific, the pronoun. He, she, or
Z.
Him or her, Z as well. Z-E is
gender neutral.
Gender, yeah.
Z.
Z-E.
Couldn't they just find out who's gender neutral and leave it at that?
How about just call them by their first name?
There you go.
You can do that.
How often do you use a pronoun that you have to go to all this trouble? Because the instructor now, it seems to me, has to learn every pronoun every kid wants.
Yeah.
which is related but a little bit off subject. I figured out what to do about toilets, you know, like intrasex and
yes.
transgender and
big problem.
Simply, the toilets are open to everybody. They're individual units, and all that's required here is for dudes to lift up the fucking toilet seat, and then they're not going to be.
That's asking
issue.
A lot.
It really is. So, I mean, what we really need to do is like you go to Europe, you go to a pub, and let's say you got to take a dump.
Yeah.
Like you've been to England.
Yeah.
And you put it down, nobody pissed on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. And you figure, like, England's rowdy, right? But at least they're gentlemen enough to, like, lift it up to take a piss and put it down to take a shit.
Just do what they do in Germany and just put the hole in the ground.
Yeah, they do that everywhere.
The squatting hole.
Can you count on this perfectly dry toilet seat at a gas station?
It would be nice.
No, you were saying that in Europe.
Yeah,
this is not a problem.
Don't really recall coming across a manky toilet in Europe.
Really? Because I just have never been in a gas station that didn't smell like absolute raw sewage. And even that bathroom smell at gas stations is ungodly. Always is so bad. I mean, there's so many chicks that I got to go to the bathroom. And you pull over at a gas station, they look at you like, no, I'm not going here. Where's McDonald's?
I came back from Iraq and I had Saddam's revenge. I had like dysentery. And
Saddam's revenge.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was getting married, so like it was Kentucky. We went to the horse track. It's a fucking horse track in the South, and it's just the shit that runs through you when you have it. Just stinks so bad. So I'm sitting in a toilet in the horse track, taking a shit, and you know it smells bad. And two fucking rednecks walking. You can hear them on the other side of the stall. They're like, "God damn, let's get the fuck out of here." I cleared out a fucking horse track toilet.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, just to have that power is somehow meaningful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It felt good.
Wow.
So are people just going to start calling, just using Z like we use Ms. instead of deciding between Mrs. and Miss, we just use Ms.
Well, I think
just refer to everybody as Z, and then that way it's gender neutral, and you can't be wrong.
Gender neutral. Now, I was thinking that was like a transgender person. No, a transgender person wants he or she.
The, yeah, the gender
they've ascribed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like you who's gender neutral? How many how many Z's are there?
There's not that many.
Okay, look, if you want to fuck the language up, because look, I didn't create the language. You know, I didn't. It's a masculine dominated, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the, right? Yeah.
You I mean, use he
study,
when
study
it's
any romance language.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we're going to change it, let's just make it bad English. Like instead of Z, like you.
Use
you Use. Go ahead. You Smith.
See what Use is doing
for a long time.
No, they'd say Mr. You. Smith or Miss Smith or Miss, but now you say you Smith. Why not?
Well, usually the default would be the masculine version, but God forbid should
see,
you
but
err on that side.
Language is changing because when you know you say that would belong to him.
Yeah,
you know when you're not talking about anybody in particular. You say that's theirs.
You know, I really hate, since you're a linguist, I really hate it when you have to do he or she, you know, for singular instead of they.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just, to me, has always sounded better than he or she.
And that's what people are using. They actually use that if you think about how
it's not grammatically correct.
Well, let's, if we're offended by he or she or Z, why don't we just use they? There,
because the plural,
because it's incorrect.
It's grammatically.
But Z's made up.
I know. You're, that's a fair point. Yeah.
Let's just use bad English. I do it all day long.
Time, why not?
Everybody knows what I'm saying.
As long as the point gets across.
Honestly, God, I never heard of Z until this story. I never heard of Z.
I haven't either. I haven't either.
See, and then he's like, "As long as the point gets across, why can't we say as long as the point gets a crescent? Or the point gets a star.
Why can't we say as long as the point gets across?"
I know who would say that. Hey, are you guys interested in a haunted toilet?
Yes. I think it's at a horse track down
That's
in Kentucky.
Right.
You want to search on...
And I won!
Lindsay Murphy, haunted toilet.
Why is this toilet haunted?
Apparently the toilet cries.
Really?
Which, I mean, toilets should cry once in a while.
Well, it's probably based bad on plumbing. What they, yeah.
They deal with.
Shouldn't toilets always cry?
Yeah, probably.
Although that's their food, so they should never cry.
Please give me a courtesy flush.
This toilet, I haven't heard it yet, but apparently at about the, I think I said 12 or 13 second mark.
That's their sustenance.
It has a haunting sound. Some say it's akin to crying. And you want to nail it?
Mm.
Here we go. $170,000 views. Heads up. Whoa.
It sounds like Rocky Lockridge. Doesn't it sound like Rocky Lockridge?
Yeah, like Rocky's Rocky's underwater.
Yeah. God damn.
I still love you. Or Chewbacca, maybe.
The fuck, that's Harry Potter. Shit, it's Moaning Myrtle coming out of the toilet.
Wow.
That's great.
I'm impressed. I thought it was going to be a big goof. But that's...
How do we know that's not dubbed in? You know what I mean?
It's not. Because who would do something that stupid?
Yeah, nobody opens fake accounts.
Charlie, you start believing these stories. Dumb. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt once in a while.
There it is. Listen to that toilet.
Rocky.
I like that. I
want to hear all of Rocky, though.
That's my kid getting up for school, man.
If I had that toilet, every time I flush it, I go, I still love you. Can we hear the full?
Yeah, we need the whole Rocky Lockridge.
Do you know what that is, Charlie? Do you know what that cry is?
It's the biggest cry ever.
It's the toilet.
It's from the TV show Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky's a former boxer / crack addict.
Right.
That's right after his son says, if Jay has the whole thing.
Dad, you have a problem.
I still love you. But it sounds like...
No, the kid's trying to tell him that, you know, even though he's completely thrown away his life and he's never done squat for his kid in 30, 40 years or whatever... That he still cares about him, and Rocky just, I mean, it's a breakthrough. It's clearly
so
a breakthrough.
Phony, though.
I know.
Okay, so the kid's
somewhere
40.
Deep down in my heart.
Who's this?
That's the son.
Kid.
douche.
I still love you.
What? No.
Heads up.
This is Rocky Horror.
Back it up. He needs to see this.
I forget about the delay in that.
Oh, we got video. I'm sorry. The listener can't see it. I'm sorry, but.
Because I know.
Oh, our audience has all seen this.
Somewhere deep down in my heart.
Huh? Yeah.
I still love you.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Man, the way that fucking kidney out. Stones, you know how bad those hurt?
It looks so fake when he first opens his mouth, like somebody dubbed it in.
It is fake.
No, it's not.
I still think it's fake. He does. He sounds like a haunted toilet.
Yeah, that guy's going like this. Whatever I got to do to get the fuck off this TV show. What you want? Can I go home now?
Yeah, I don't remember the results. Did Rocky go and stay in his 30 days and straighten himself out? Or was he one of those guys that leaves early? And do you remember, Mark?
I don't remember. All I remember is that.
I promise I'm going to do it next week when I got a rock in the car and I need to go.
I just need one more in the crack.
I'm coming down.
One more. Yeah, it is quite amazing what people will do to just a little more time, just another day. And it's always like, nope, got to be now, now or never. And I always feel like, it's not now or never. What, they have to give the bet away right now? No.
It's like Johnny Manziel. Yeah, I'd get to it.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, no, I'm not your father.
What is there anything new on Johnny Football since he went to college?
He commented on Tim Tebow's home run the other day.
Oh.
As he was entering a nightclub.
A nightclub? I thought he stopped drinking.
A nightclub in Los Angeles.
Wait, that's not Texas A&M.
I know. Well,
do they have a satellite campus out there?
Yeah, online. Remember, he's taking online courses.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, no, he's pretty much doing the same thing he's always been doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you guys saw the Tebow story, right? The home run?
Sure.
First pitch. And he smacked that thing. It was to left center. It was a pretty good shot. But do you know he went 1-for-6 in the game?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It was barely reported. It was just that he hit a home run first pitch. Isn't he incredible? But he made an out the next 5 times he was out.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How did he hit the ball hard?
I don't think so, because I think he struck out a couple times.
He did?
He was 1-for-6.
Look at that media bias. I had no idea.
I know. I really don't know what he's doing. What is the point of this? I heard that that this has something to do possibly with a shoe deal.
Yeah, that's he has a shoe deal now. That right after he signed the deal with the Mets.
Oh, how stupid.
He was in talks with Adidas, I believe, and Adidas finalized it.
For what? For his fake baseball career?
Yeah.
So these are baseball cleats?
Well, he's been one of the more marketable athletes. I believe his jersey is the second best-selling Mets jersey, and he's not even on the New York Mets.
How stupid is that?
That's really dumb.
I mean, would you like to have a Michael Jordan Birmingham Barons jersey right now with number 23 on it?
Barons. Is it in you?
Nope. I mean, that would seem pretty foolish.
See, that's still kind of cool to me, though, because Jordan is the
greatest. Charge on the phone. Hold on. Wait till Charge done with his phone call.
That's okay. Go on.
Oh, thank you.
Were you bored, Charlie?
Dude, I got a fucking job, and it's kind of heavy,
what's that like?
You know how many times the mayor's, like, threatened to sue me? You ever heard of a mayor?
Threatening to sue?
Threatening to sue a reporter.
Just asking a question. It wasn't.
Sounds like a presidential
And candidate. I want to know, Mayor, without Freedom of Information Act, how much money this has cost the taxpayer paying this law firm to give me bullshit threats? Answer the freaking questions, and we deserve to know where our money is. Sorry, that's what I was doing.
It'd be a lot easier.
Well, you know what I'd love to know is what basis would there be?
I got him caught up in some bullshit again, man. I wonder when the feds are coming. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up.
It's Friday night and I'm still dealing with this. You have no idea.
What basis would there be for suing you? I mean, of all the problems that defamation. There seem to be.
Defamation.
Defamation.
You can't defame a city, first of all.
Yeah.
It's got to be an animate object. That's kind of the rule. You got to be alive.
So there's not a person named that you defamed?
And by the way, public officials.
And it's true anyway.
Right.
Public figure.
There's no basis for a lawsuit.
Yeah, there's a large discrepancy in the amount of that they're paying to knock down a house compared to with what they used to pay. It's a pretty damn good story, in my opinion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see Trump on the stand for his, you didn't see him?
I quit him.
His legal briefing?
For?
He sued a guy who was supposed to be the celebrity chef for his new hotel in Washington. And the guy's Hispanic, and he quit. He said, I'm not going to work for this guy. He doesn't like Mexicans, whatever. That's his prerogative. So Trump
sued. Wait, he just quit? Just now?
A while ago. So Trump sued him, but he had to be deposed, and it's on camera. And I think he was deposed in June.
What's the suit for?
I think breaking the contract. Trump's the one that's suing him. But how weird is it to see a presidential candidate
God.
4 or 5 months before the election.
He doesn't want this job.
I've been kind of saying the same thing.
If
I don't
you
think
get
he
up
thought,
to be flaming like, you know, the fat Miss America or Miss Universe or whatever.
An eating machine.
Like, you woke up into that. Hey, bro, we're in the middle of like a swoon here. I don't care about Miss Piggy or whatever you're calling. I don't care.
Well, my theory is that when he got the nomination that he never expected that in a million years.
He said so.
And for them to suggest, for example, we talked about this the other night, and I just think it's the most incredible. It just suggests such an unpreparedness that it's mind-boggling that his children are going to run the blind trust. His children are going to run his businesses.
Blind
and that's
trust.
Blind.
Yeah.
That is not blind. It's not even close to
blind.
They're
not going to tell
him. It's not even realistic.
They're not going to tell him anything.
I mean, look, you know.
I know Don Jr. said, trust me. He's not going to know.
Believe me.
It plays right into Hillary. She doesn't have to discuss anything except what you're going off on. We don't get anywhere. And you keep coming to Michigan, man. You come to Michigan, I want to talk to you. You know what I heard from his people? It's media blackout. It's only,
oh, Trump?
Yeah, he's not doing hinterland media.
Speaking of Trump media, you know Hallie Jackson's in Novi right now.
Oh, hot.
I wish I would have known that.
Wow.
I would have gone just to see her.
She's fine.
She's so smart.
Do you know
so
Hallie Jackson,
beautiful.
Charlie?
Yeah, but I'm not getting in a car. I'm not getting in a car to go see a hot chick. No.
She's smart.
No, I'm just asking if you know her.
I don't know her. No, I don't know her.
Well, you know who she is.
Yes. So, anyway.
You've shared air with her.
way to shoot down my crush, man.
No,
I'm hurt.
Fair play.
Do you know Katie Turk?
But you're down here in the basement. You're not going either.
I know. I don't have a chance.
Do you know Katie Turk personally?
I did.
No.
No.
What about Zoe Tour?
I'm not doing any of that. I'm just going to get an ooh. I don't know anybody. I'm just getting emails.
Why are you so sensitive?
I didn't know that upset you so much.
Dude, you see how I just changed? I'm having a great time. Here comes an email. Oh, man.
They sent it to you on a Friday thinking you wouldn't think about it till Monday.
Come on.
No, does this have something to do with today's... It's actual audio.
That's just the deck settling.
Does this have something to do with today's story?
It's just all of them combined, you know? I was figuring, yeah, but they're all connected, yeah.
Today's story was interesting. Just after 6 o'clock. I'm trying to think what, I guess it's just a lot of news today. Well, with that funeral, of course, the four kids. But you were trying to catch up with three or four people. And explain exactly. Nobody said a word, of course.
The state contractor that was the go-between between the state and the city on the demolition, basically, because it's federal dollars. It's all a big bureaucracy. You know, they tried to take him out on a $6,000 overbilling charge. He tried to do it. He didn't even do it. Jury in 3 hours is like, get out of here. This is bullshit.
And his name?
Barry Ellen Tuck.
Ellen Tuck, right.
Okay. So now that Barry's clean, he fires back. He's suing them all. Like, you framed me. You defamed me. You tried to set me up because I blew the whistle. So, you know, you're trying to get a hold of, he sued Alexis Wiley, the former Fox 2 reporter and the chief of staff for the mayor. the head of the land bank, the former deputy director of the building, everybody involved in this thing. And so, you know, basically he gets discovery. So everybody's got to sit down and show him the books.
And none of them would, none of those people would speak to Charlie, surprisingly. But I thought it was funny. You, you went to the home of the guy that was in charge of the demolition program, right?
More or less, yeah.
Dickinson?
Jim Wright.
Jim Wright.
One of the main players.
And the funny thing was, he says, I'm not going to talk to you. Get off my property. And Charlie, you put your arm around him.
And he put his arm around
you. I know, he put his arm around you. I was blown away. I was like, wow, what a strategy. I would never think to put my arm around somebody telling me to get off their property. But it worked for a second.
Well, let's calm it down, you know. He's trying to get some information, brother, you know. I don't have the power to imprison you. I'm just asking.
He then proceeded to kind of blow into his house and say, wasn't
it? I'm not talking.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you. And then Charlie says, well, are you talking to the feds? He didn't answer that question.
Well, I got word, and this hasn't been reported, but I got word. Yes, he turned over all of his personal emails that he was doing work on for a year, turned them over to the feds. So if you want to call that cooperating with the federal authorities, well... maybe so. I got that on real good background.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
That seemed kind of big.
It's big. It's real big.
How long will it take for the feds? I mean, maybe it's a dumb question. How long would it typically take the feds to get this thing going?
I wish I knew. That way I don't have to sit here at, you know, in the dark on a Friday going, fuck.
Right. Because as soon as that's in play, then they're not going to dick around with bothering you, are they?
Well, then it's... it's all true.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to convict, but it's...
Well, the point, yeah, that's exactly right. But it's if I've got a question and the feds are in there and they've got questions and then they say, we think we got enough, this was illegal, well, then, you know.
Yeah, you were barking up the right tree.
Yeah, you can't send me emails.
Yeah, and they don't have time to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have moved on to some other people... that they're concerned about.
Oh, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah, this thing, boy, I tell you, you know, I remember when it all started out, it seemed like, well, this thing seems like it might have some legs. And, boy, those legs have gotten stronger and stronger. I mean, I'm not reading that incorrectly, am I?
No. Absolutely not.
And to think, you know, right after, you know, the bankruptcy, it seemed so clean and, you know, whew, it's just over like that and here we are operating, and I mean, it seems like we can even meet our budget. But then as time goes on, you see things like, oh, dead officers killed in line of duty, don't have any health insurance, and they can't get their funerals paid for. And things, well, this thing is an entirely different thing. How in the world could you have somebody screwing around in the same vicinity, too, with contractors? What? I mean, you'd think there'd be a memo... 50 memos to every person that even got near contracting that don't you screw around to the penny on anything.
I wouldn't do it.
Hell no, I wouldn't do it. And I never dreamed that anyone else would do it. And certainly not this guy. I didn't think he would. But.
Anyway, that's over. What else is funny?
Find anything out about the price of dirt?
Oh, that's another one.
Never ends.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know all the crap they put in there? All the mixed up crap?
Mm-hmm. Which they're illegally allowed to do now, I guess?
The city has a firm that works with them and says, well, you know, that crap could be considered clean.
Huh?
Yeah.
But it's crap.
Yeah, but it's crap. So you stand by it. I've been trying to, you want to talk on camera? Nope. Okay.
That just sounds like a weasel move.
How did Kinsler just hit a home run?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
To lead off the game? Nothing.
All right.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty good.
This thing's going down to crunch time, isn't it?
I know. They might need that Monday game.
How about that rain-delayed game on Wednesday? I mean, they won 2 in a row against a team they were 2-13 against, which is...
2-14, weren't they?
Yeah, it was 2-14.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, even more ridiculous.
The first game they had AAA up playing, right? Because the roster's expanded. It's 40 now.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't have any of their starters in the game when Verlander was pitching, but yeah.
Oh, we didn't have our third baseman.
Well, that
center fielder's hurting.
That tied a record. I didn't realize that 28 home runs is the record for Tiger second baseman in a season.
Lou never hit more than 28.
He hit 28. He tied it, yep.
Wow. Louis he must have hit 28 or close to 28 a few different times.
Lou Whitaker. I'm thinking Charlie Garrett.
Honus.
Wasn't a big home run hitter. Charlie Garrett. Hall of Fame.
Oh, for Tigers only. Yeah.
3,000 hit guy, but not a home run hitter.
They had the list up here. Hang on. Whitaker, Damian Easley, and Dick McAuliffe.
Yeah. That's right. Easley got that big, contract every 27, and then it was one. They
shipped him out and paid him for like 5 more years, right?
Yeah, they did. They cut him.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, the bat phone.
You're going to be pulled out of here in cuffs?
Oh, fuck.
You need to take a break?
Cabrera just hit a home run.
Oh, a 2-run shot.
Get the fuck.
So are you up
kidding
3-0
me? I thought you were kidding, Charlie.
No.
You tried to distract me.
3-0, nobody out.
They really should sweep Atlanta. Atlanta's garbage.
Atlanta's won 9 out of 10.
They're still garbage.
I know, but they're hot garbage.
The question is going to be how tough are the Yankees going to be now that they're eliminated?
Well, who's
Baltimore.
Who's pitching tonight, Norris?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
And he's been pitching well. You know, he only lasts 5 2/3 or 5 1/3 or 5, but...
I was thinking the other day with the rain-shortened game is, wouldn't it be nice if every game was rain-shortened?
For this rotation?
So we never got to the bullpen.
I know. The bullpen can still, they can still blow this thing for us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them. Oh, come on, aren't we going to see a replay of Mickey's blast?
Here, I'll just back it up for you.
What do you mean, us? I'm not on the team.
You know, root for him?
Yeah, but I'm not us.
Do you spend money there?
Sometimes.
Well, that makes you part of the, that makes you us.
Doesn't make it me us.
Yeah, it does.
Why are you being so recalcitrant?
Recalcitrant.
Do you consider yourself part of Detroit?
Explain that to our listeners.
Fastballs, both hit for home.
Going against the grain.
Is he going to put this in the second dick?
Oh, my God. He launched that. Holy shit. Oh.
440?
Yeah.
You want to be part of us now? That felt pretty good.
Do you, big
fella? I see you, Miggy.
There you go, big fella.
Man, what a hook.
yeah, what a hook.
Does he do that all the time?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I see you, Ian.
Yep.
Yeah, when somebody does it, makes a nice play.
Okay, man, who's the Red Wings guy? Goes, he scores. Shit, scores.
Oh, shit, he scores. Ken Cal?
Mm-hmm.
That's from 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, the previous play-by-play guy did the same thing. Yeah. I love Ken Cal, and I think he's really good. I don't understand that call. It seems like you want to do a different call entirely.
It would seem to me.
I don't know. I mean, is the next guy have to make the same call?
Yeah. It's interesting grain.
Is that a requirement?
Yeah, it's part of the job.
I mean, it seems like a huge coincidence that the two calls would sound that much alike.
He doesn't really say shot score as much as he says just goes, score!
Score!
And who's his
Ken Cal.
Who's his partner?
I love Ken Cal.
Paul Woods.
Okay, I don't understand a word that guy's
really?
Saying.
Really? Oh, I like Paul.
But I can't understand what he's saying.
You ever seen him?
No.
He doesn't look like he sounds. He's got a long ponytail. Doesn't he really kind of have a ponytail? He's got kind of longer hair.
Yeah, longer.
He's
definitely.
Canadian, right?
You know, I don't know. Mickey's always hanging out with him in the cabin.
How's the Mick doing?
Mickey's always great. He's been great. He's been really on a roll. You know, he had some medical problems, but he's been feeling great, and he plays on the alumni team all the time.
He's a great dude.
He is a Mickey, great dude.
Like he is real life, you know? Like
absolutely.
Not you're on the radio and you got to present yourself as something. He's a cool fucking man.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite people in either place, on air or off air, and his idiosyncrasies are just so funny once you get to know him. His habit of, for example, finding a flannel shirt he likes and buying 8 of the same shirt. It's like, Mick, didn't you wear that shirt last time you were in? No, I bought 6 of them.
I try this for a list of former Detroit notable athletes. Mick and McCarty, the Red Wings guys. Those are the coolest guys, right? You think so?
Mickey Redmond and Darren McCarty?
You mean former Wings or former Detroit athletes?
Yeah, we'll go like...
Well, Spielman's pretty fucking cool.
Spielman, and so is Rayola. It's a cool dude in real life.
Rayola,
Dom,
yeah.
I don't know Dom that well. Dom seems like a really nice guy from what I've seen of him outside of football. He was such a hothead, but...
He hasn't treated the fans when he was a player the best.
That's well, okay, but like in real life, him, he's a cool dude.
When we interviewed him, he was great.
Yeah, he seemed really nice.
And his former Tigers go, Dave Rosema.
I like Mahorn.
Oh, Dave's great.
I like great,
I see Dave all the time at the games. He's like a lot
Mahorn.
Of fun.
I think Mahorn's really nice.
Mahorn is the piston.
He's a great dude.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Mahorn's a great
And he loves
dude.
To mess around. He loves to mess with people.
Yeah, he screws with people big time.
Yeah.
Jay, can we get some ooze?
He can be a bit on the negative side sometimes, Rick Mahorn.
Yeah, yeah. A little misanthropic. But yeah, it's hard to beat Mac.
Yeah, Darren
but we know him so well.
But that's why, because he's like super cool.
Darren was in this very basement about a week ago doing a podcast.
Yep.
And
coffee,
and
bra.
And teeing off for medical marijuana.
Coffee, bra. You know what that alludes to? He was like up in the country at a marijuana festival.
Oh, really?
And he was a judge.
Oh, for the cannabis cup.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, how do you clear your palate, man? He's like, coffee, brah.
Coffee? Clear your palate.
I don't know.
Hey, whatever works, man.
I don't give a shit.
Like, Darren!
Ugh.
Darren had a spit before it came on.
Ugh. Gross.
At the can.